Damn, texting right before the show starts.
You text the entire time for what? The last two episodes.
What?
That is true.
Crap. Lies and allegations. You're lying like a Persian rug.
You think of that all by yourself?
No, I stole it from Rick James. He said that.
I don't think so.
He said that, literally. He said that during the old Chappelle sketch. Where Charlie Murphy said something and he goes, crap, lies and allegations. Charlie's lying like a Persian rug.
Yeah,
it's one of the best lines I've ever heard. Will and I were obsessed with that for years.
That's not even the real Rick James.
Well, I mean, he doesn't look like himself, but just because someone's age doesn't mean they still aren't themselves, Allison.
It wasn't
you don't
Rick James.
Lose who you
Rick
are.
James was never on the Chappelle show, and he's already dead.
What are you talking? You're being so weird right now. You're so cryptic. I wish I had my funny left to actually make light of this, but I don't.
This thing smells like coffee.
The mic?
Yeah.
What beats the cheap knockoff Chinese perfume that it usually reeks of?
No, it usually smells like Old Spice and Old Man Armpit.
Oh, yours smells like Old Man. Mine smells like literally Calvin Klein perfume.
Yeah.
Let's bring it down. Does Calvin Klein make stuff for chicks? I don't know.
I don't know. I always think about Gloria Vanderbilt. I'm like, yeah, she made a pair of pants. Let me spray her fragrance on myself.
How are you doing over there, Allison? You look beat. Why are you beat? You're in the happiest place on earth right now.
Oh, that's true. I ought to take it up a notch.
Yeah. Are you getting hair in places you didn't have it before? What's up?
I don't know. These headphones. It's the jack that's all jacked
Why?
Up.
Why? Yeah. Let's just do the intros real
fast.
Yeah,
try that.
Show's name is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. She's Allison Frank. You want the website for a new episode every Monday and every Thursday? It's in papasbasement.com. Find us on iTunes as well under Papa's Basement. Tweet me at Papa's Basement. Tweet her at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N Frank. And like us on Facebook, facebook.com/papasbasement. Now back to conversation.
Oh, yeah, I'm back. Hey.
Oh, a little fake enthusiasm, a little nugget for us. Thank you.
And we're back. All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't give you laptop time.
Ooh. Yeah, how about that? We have no connection here.
So
why do you
feel the need to diss our standard headphones here? Because we do this from a studio.
No. It's this wherever I sit right here, it's the jack itself.
Okay, so
it's not
whether or not it's your $300 Beats headphones.
Correct.
Which you cry to me all the time, like, I'm not making a lot of money, John.
I never say that.
You walk
I never
in here
say
with
what
headphones
I'm making.
Like RG3 on.
I don't complain about money.
Really?
I don't. When do I ever complain about you guys complain about money? And you're like Scrooge McDuck in your tower of coins and you're going, not enough coins.
Yeah. I want to do the backstroke through these coins.
I can't wipe properly. I'm just going to pay someone to do it if I wasn't so cheap.
What if I could? are you kidding? I saw Coming to America as a kid. Didn't we all want that?
I never saw it.
Wipers. Royal wipers.
I do remember that skit from Mr. Show when they went to a really fancy restaurant and they didn't have a bathroom and they just sat on these velvet seats and he says, oh, excuse me, I want to use the bathroom. They say, oh, no, we'll get the velvet box.
I don't even remember that. And I've seen every Mr. Show minimum 10 times without exaggeration.
Don't? And the waiter comes over and he's taking their order and he goes, no, I really need to use the restroom. And he said, no, just right here. And he goes, oh, I have to do number two. And he goes, we will have him come right to your table. And it's Bob Odenkirk. And then the tall guy.
You mean Saul Goodman.
Right. And then the tall guy comes with a velvet box and he goes, we got this velvet box to cradle your leavings.
Wow.
And then the guy just stands there like a chimney sweep when he's done. He goes, hello, governor.
I might remember that part, but that is not ringing a bell.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It sounds.
I mean, it was funny. Then.
From the way we were both slapping our knees raw.
No, well, you lost your funny. After you told me about The World's End and it super sucked. Your review was correct. It was like, I don't know. Did you? I didn't read the review, but
do you
want
to get into that?
I mean, it just
can I sound more Jewy saying that? Do you want to get into that? We can talk the world's
speaking
end.
Speaking of Jews, Shabbat Shalom.
What is it? Is it Shalom Day? What's the name of the holiday?
It's the Sabbath.
What? I thought Jew church was Saturday.
Yeah, the Sabbath starts today. And then until tomorrow.
They have a two-day thing?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's Jew weekend, Friday and Saturday?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's
okay.
The Sabbath and you don't do any work or anything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Until tomorrow night after sundown or whatever.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Should know because I'm like Jew-ish, but I don't really even know. But you say Shabbat Shalom today.
Shabbat Shalom.
To everybody, all our Jewish listeners.
Okay.
Shabbat Shalom.
We have some occasionally. Sorry, I was digging in my ear for a prize.
Yeah.
Did not come up with one. Let's get to...
But you did take one out of your nose a few minutes ago, and that was nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we ate that spicy, sriracha-laden food.
You are not even supposed to do that.
That's how it's pronounced, because it starts S-R-I. Anyone?
Yeah, because you were born in Vietnam.
Oh, I'm sorry. How... You and your caretaker, Long Duck Fan, how did you pronounce it?
Oh, so, yeah.
When he cooked cuisine for you every day as a child.
Just speak like an American. We say sriracha. That's what it is.
It's not sriracha, though. Just look at the bottle.
Yeah, it okay. Just because there's
a sriracha, like yeah. Sir Arthur's right-hand man. It's sriracha. S-R-I. Just look
at
it.
Yeah, but it's silent. I mean, that's like with... like the Polacks with a bunch of Q, J's, and X's and all that.
They're Polish.
Yeah, and then it's...
They can't handle the alphabet.
And then their last name is Stevensky. I'm like, why do you have all these other consonants here if you're Stevensky?
They do have weird, weird names that do have a lot of extra letters.
I know.
Just
I have
furthering the stereotypes.
I have a friend. It's like W-R-C-J-K-E-H something.
Yeah.
And then ski at the end.
Of course.
It's like, okay.
No, I saw, what is it called? I can't even get it right. There's
the
end or this is the end.
This is the end was the other one.
This is the end
funny.
Is the one with Kenny Powers.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it's not even his movie. It's
no. I don't know who directed it.
It's
more Jewish people.
Yeah.
Not to stereotype, but yeah. The Jewish people that control Hollywood. Well, again, not stereotyping.
He doesn't control Hollywood. But
he's not Jewish.
He isn't?
No.
Seth Rogen?
Danny McBride?
Oh.
Danny
no, I was
McGoldstein.
Talking. I was saying it's not Danny McBride. It's not his movie.
It's Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Okay. Seth Rogen's his, Jewish.
Yeah. So, but I mean, he doesn't control Hollywood.
Nah. He has a vote. He has a vote on the Jewish control council.
I mean, okay. I mean, he did make a movie with Yentl, so we'll give him that.
Which apparently my mom loved.
Oh no, did she?
Oh, she saw it. I was listening from the other room, aka my bedroom,
yeah.
In my mother's house, aka.
Well, yeah, which is basically the same room.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's paper thin walls. And she was listening to this movie. I don't know. What was it? Road Trip? That's the Tom
something.
Green one. Yeah, Jewish Road Trip. I don't know what it's called.
Mother something, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mother Trip.
I don't know.
Tripping we're, with mother.
We're great at titles.
You people can Google it.
Jewish Mother Drive. That's what we would call it.
We're full.
Old Jewish Mother Drive.
Oh, goodness.
So Old Jewish Mother Drive comes on.
Yeah.
And it's literally just this movie about how the what's-her-face, Yentl.
Yeah.
Lentil.
Mm-hmm.
Is all smothering and Jewish and meddlesome in her son's affairs.
Yeah.
And he's not very successful. And my mom, she's ruined his life
yeah.
in a lot of ways, or mm-hmm. at least screwed it up. And my mom's just cackling because
yeah,
she sees
uproarious.
Herself on the screen
yeah.
and thinks there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
Like, I felt like...
Because she loves her son.
I felt like it was John Wayne Gacy watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and he was just howling because he's like, I've had that happen. You know, when you hit him on the head with the hammer, and then they wake up 2 hours later, and they're screaming next to the corpses. Who hasn't been there?
When they wake up from the hooks,
yeah.
the meat hooks.
Yeah.
They're like, I got a backache. And you're like, no wonder.
Yeah, and at the very end, he's just sitting there as the dawn breaks, swinging his chainsaw. And John Wayne's just like, what? She gets away? What are we watching here?
That's right.
I paid for the good ending.
This is not good.
Yeah. But Seth Rogen is Jewish and in charge to some extent.
I don't think he's in charge, but...
I think he has a little something going. He did get his wife's movie made.
Which was that?
For a Good Time Call.
What the heck is that?
It's about Seth Rogen's wife, who's a pretty good-looking, also Jewish chick.
Oh.
This is just Jew Day.
Oh.
Fine by me. Jewish people hire me, because I like what you do.
Why did you look out the window when you said that? Like a Jew was going to go, Shabbat Shalom, you're hired. On Sunday. We don't work on the Sabbath.
Maybe some Jewish person was taking notes, watching us. What can I say?
Have a lock.
I don't know where my fears come from. I don't know her name. Just a cute, pasty-skinned brunette. Oh. And she was with her half-Jewish friend in the movie. And they play phone sex operators.
Sounds dumb.
The worst part.
Did you see it or you're just...
No, I've seen it like 3 times. So obviously I didn't hate it. Obviously I thought it was okay.
This is not good, but you thought The World's End was okay too.
I'd stop saying that.
That is horrible. That's what you said. You were like, oh, the first half tore me in stitches.
Yeah, that was me. I was talking exactly like that in my Allison voice.
You were like, for a rip-roaring good time.
Now I'm Gene Shalit.
Sit through the first 60 minutes and you'll be on the ride of your life.
No.
No hands.
Whee! I was...
That's what you said.
I might have been last week.
Bloated on cashew when I heard you talking.
I saw At the World. Is it At the World's End?
No, plural? It's just The World's End.
The World's End.
That's the name of the bar.
So it's not like a movie about like horrible. Columbus was wrong.
It's horrible. You'll just want to hang yourself.
So The World's End.
It's so dumb.
Up till now, I hadn't seen any of Danny McBride. Not Danny McBride.
Why do you
Simon
keep
Pegg.
Saying that?
Shut up. Because we were talking about him 5 seconds ago.
Oh, and this is Maria Papageorgiou's movie. Because we were talking about her, too.
Well, no, you're just like I mentioned JFK 5 seconds after we talk a president assassinated in 1963. You're like, why does he keep coming up? Well, because he was the right answer 3 seconds ago, dumbass. That's why.
Oh, yeah. 3 seconds ago, dumbass.
Yes.
Because that's relevant now.
Whatever. Our neural connectors are logy from the Lynn bowl that we
had. Yeah, that is definitely messed us up. Like, we cannot.
We're high on Lynn right now. We are baked on Lynn.
How much rice paper did they give us?
We'll discuss the Lynn bowl in a bit. I'm watching The World's End. I'd never seen, out of the three Simon, this is the third Simon Pegg movie. I haven't seen Hot Fuzz. I haven't seen Shaun of the Dead. My friend Aaron is really high on Shaun of the Dead.
I like Shaun of the Dead, and I like the other one, too.
Yeah, Brian, my buddy who's into zombie flicks, loves Shaun of the Dead. I think he likes Hot Fuzz, too. There are people whose taste I respect in comedy. And but as I've said previously on the site when I was writing about The World's End on inpapasbasement.com.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
I haven't sat
Let's go back in this time machine again.
I haven't sat through either of the first two flicks, but the chunks I did see I didn't like. And I know everyone loves Simon Pegg, and probably hopping into the middle of a movie where all the established references just aren't clicking with you isn't a good thing. But I didn't like him, and I had to go see a movie. I was out with a companion.
Yeah.
A companion, a lady companion.
Wow.
And we decided The World's End.
Yeah.
Was fit into our schedule.
Yep.
And I said, screw it, we'll watch this. And the first hour.
And you said, oh, the first hour was uproarious.
No, the first hour.
Yeah, was a chuckle fest.
We did, at least for me, I did.
No, none.
I think she kept pace, but I did my best. I'm watching very subtle British humor.
It wasn't subtle, but
it was the laughter like you were watching subtle British comedy. Where every minute or so, I was like,
yeah, because you related. You said because you related to the drunken puts or whatever.
I listened to the Sisters of Mercy as a teen.
I don't know.
And had one of their T-shirts. That's the extent of how I related. And he had the boots. I used to wear those paratrooper boots as well. He looked like a trench coat mafia kid.
Okay.
Like a goth kid. That's all.
Whatever. It's dumb. And he wasn't cool then.
You get through the movie,
cool
though.
Now.
And I'm not spoiling anything here. Like, they're in some sleepy British town.
Yeah.
And alien robots come down to kind of infiltrate and take over. It's a body snatcher scenario.
Yeah.
And somehow, Simon Pegg and his buddies are judo experts.
Yeah.
I didn't like how that came out of nowhere. So we're treated in the middle of our comedy to action sequences, which,
yeah,
unless it's Riggs and Murtaugh, I don't want.
I mean,
I want my comedy guys to be fat and doing nothing instead of these really otherworldly combat moves. It was like Crouching Tiger, man.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but you're right. I mean, the rest of us would be
they were
like,
agile. Give me that. I mean, they were flipping people around and...
I guess because you're drunk, you're supposed to assume that you're drunk and so you can get all pumped or whatever.
Oh, really?
But the one guy just had a couple of shots. I mean, he's the biggest guy of the bunch. So he had three shots and now he can, you know, throw people around like Frisbees.
Yeah. he's literally like the bearded guy from Braveheart who's just like double wielding axes.
Watch me toss this Chevy up into the third story window.
And at some point, I just realized I hadn't laughed in 20 minutes. And that point was about 40 minutes from the end of the movie.
It was so dumb.
And I simply, the ending unravels completely into this disjointed narrative. I mean, that's every episode of this show, but hell, we walk in, we do the outline 3 minutes before showtime. What do you want?
Yeah, there's no major production here.
Yeah, exactly.
No millions of dollars.
Yeah, we didn't have a $40 million budget or whatever.
Yeah.
Our budget is what I have to feed this thing before the show and the gas it takes us to get to the studio.
Yeah.
We do the show on an $18 budget.
That's right. Because we dream. That's right.
And I turn and I'm like, hey, this movie was funny at one point, right? And she's like, yeah.
No, it was not.
And we walked out wholly disappointed.
It was just, what the heck was that all about at the end? And like, he's trying to give a mock Braveheart speech there.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're America. We're free. Take that, robots.
That
and they're like, you
really
know what?
Wasn't far off.
Yeah. And then they're like, you know what? That's a good idea. I think we'll get out of here.
It's been a long time since I have
shut
seen
up before I gave you two black guys
a movie completely lose its way where you're just like, really, this is the final cut right here?
How'd they get Pierce Brosnan in there? I really liked him.
He was funny for 5 seconds.
I had a huge crush on him when I was a kid.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. As what do you call it, good old what's his face,
really? And I'm the one whose brain can't make connections. Zero.
No. That's now.
Seven.
I'm talking about when I was a kid.
Yeah, 007 was like 20 years ago.
For you. But I'm 60 years old, so I'm talking about before that, when he had a TV show, Dorkenheimer.
I was probably a fetus at that time, yeah, then. So what was the name of the show?
I really did like it, but I can't think of the name of it.
You're right there.
Yeah.
You're right there. You want to talk about the Lynn Bowl?
No, I don't want to talk about it. What's the name of that show? For real, you don't remember it?
No, the extent of my Pierce Brosnan knowledge kicks in when he was 007.
And Zimbalist. Something Stephanie Zimbalist or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, who the hell was that?
Well, then hadn't you heard of Magnum P.I.? I mean, you heard of it, but maybe you never saw it.
Yeah,
I've heard of the Beverly Hillbillies. That wasn't my time, but I know
I watched Magnum P.I. with my dad.
Well, then you should have watched this one.
Stacey Keach, right? Or no, that was Mike Hammer. Tom Selleck is Magnum.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of Mustachio Detectives with my dad. That was just his genre. If you had a gun.
What about Perry Mason? He
and
didn't
a
have
1982 a... cruising for gay sex mustache. We were watching. Mm. Perry Mason.
Yeah, I like Perry
Mason. Was Perry Mason wrapped up by the time I was not a fetus? Like, I get the feeling Perry Mason was like.
I think it did it.
When they made TV movies. It was like, ooh, Perry's on the telly. Like, it was a big thing.
Raymond Burr. He probably died when you were born. But I think
there
he
could
did.
Be only one.
I think he did do a second run. His like, Raymond Burr
inhabits.
Came back when in color. Like, he was in black and white back in the day. And then I think he did some.
And it turned out he was just bright jaundice yellow.
I mean.
And he couldn't survive the transition.
It's kind of like, you know, Andy Griffith did, you know. Good old
I'm just letting that
face?
Sigh go out there. Yeah. Just that long.
Yeah.
On a pro show, someone would jump on top of that and be like, oh, it's my chance to talk. Not here. Let it breathe, literally. Like a good fart. Just let it waft and waft.
The Andy Griffith Show, but then he did Matlock, and then that was in color. So that was my whole thing. I think Perry Mason did come back. I did a second run in color.
Oh, I just wanted to know, could you get your voice lower?
Yeah, I'll
so
try.
That then I could turn it back up.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll lean into the mic and you'll be way too loud. Could you do that? It'd be great.
But the world's in blue donkey mud. So
it's not good. Did zero to convince me I'm missing anything by not seeing his previous two flicks. And he's a funny dude.
Like, he's funny, but I actually liked Run, Fat Boy, Run, too. I got some chuckles out of that one.
Oh, that was another one of his movies, right? Yeah. He's banging that mixed broad, Thandie Newton.
I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and he's got like a little quarter kid, right? Don't they have a kid together?
I think so.
And they got the same kids from that car commercial recently? No, I saw like 30 seconds of it. Yeah. I remember, isn't Thandie Newton from like Clumps or the first Nutty Professor?
Didn't she do Crash or something?
Well, maybe that too, but I thought she was like in one of those
Eddie Murphy's
fat films. I thought that was his broad.
We're getting everybody all mixed up today. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I don't know. I just remember Thandie Newton's naked in one of her early movies, and she's skinny, so she has little boobs, so it isn't really like worth looking up. But if you know who Thandie Newton is, and you're like, did she pull him out? She did.
I think she did more than once. I think, didn't she do it in Crash or one of those? Or what's the other one? There's Crash.
Are we talking
then
Crash where all the races get together movie, or Crash where people do it in Crashed Cars movie? Because there's two Crash movies.
It's not the doing it one.
Okay.
Is that porn?
No, that's a real, I think it's called Crash as well, and it's about people who have a fetish about banging in crashed cars, and I think it's James Spader.
No.
Hold on, let me see.
Now you'll get this one all right, but all the other ones we can't.
And Jennifer Jason Leigh, who loves pulling her boobs out and anything? Here, let me look. Crash movie.
That's terrible. That sounds awful.
I'm
going to
look up car crash movie first. Because if I look up crash movie, I'll just get the one like Michael Pena. Isn't Michael Pena like a locksmith or something like that?
I don't know.
Crash movie. Crash, 1996.
Yeah.
hold on. Do we have the cast? James Spader, Holly Hunter.
Oh, gross.
I was close. Really like Holly her. Hunter and Jennifer Jason Leigh, same thing. Give me that much.
I don't know. No, because Jennifer Jason Leigh, she gets mixed up with that other one, like Bridget Fonda or something.
All right. After getting to a serious car accident, a TV director discovers an underground subculture of scarred, omnisexual car crash victims who use car accidents and the raw sexual energy they provide to try to rejuvenate his sex life with his wife.
Gross.
Directed by David Cronenberg, so you know it's good.
Shabbat Shalom.
Exactly. You beat me to it. A fine traditional Chinese name, that David Cronenberg.
Not like the Cronin skis.
See, Crash is a movie I've seen 5 minutes of, but I think to myself, I need to watch this one of these days. It isn't Simon Pegg where I see it. I'm like, boo.
I mean, I haven't seen those. Once I see a movie, I'm kind of done with it for a while. I don't really care to see it again. There's a few movies that I can watch again and again and again.
Such as? What are your tops?
I like Donnie Brasco. I could watch Rocky IV 9,000 times. I don't know why.
I cannot partake in.
And I mean, I just think it's from my childhood, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Me and my cousin, Clash of the Titans, I saw it once as an adult, like a year and a half ago. And I actually watched it all the way through and got a chuckle out of it. But, I mean, I couldn't watch
it. The original, like, just horrific special effects,
with
Clash of the Titans.
With the cleft chin guy. What's his name? He's married to
Kirk Douglas? Kirk.
No, Hamlin. Harry Hamlin.
Yeah. Cleft chin. So butt chin and moose lips. Sounds like a detective show.
That's right.
Sounds like a Rizzoli and Isles spinoff.
I'm full and punchy, so you just...
butt chin and moose lips.
Sounds like a recipe.
Are those your rewatchables? I remember as a kid, we didn't really have many like VHS tapes we got. Like, I actually remember, not to date myself.
Yeah.
I remember witnessing the birth of Lord Christ. No. Died. Thanks.
Bad.
Thanks for you didn't even
good.
Take the time to shake.
Shabbat Shalom.
And then I looked up for a reprimand from you, and you're like, oh, me? Do I have to be on this? Okay. That was bad, John. I remember we got E.T., and I get the feeling that was the first time home media, correct me if I'm wrong,
I've seen
was
it once.
Like affordable, though. It was a huge deal that you could walk in to your grocery store and buy E.T. for like either 20 or 30 bucks. I forget what it was.
Oh, I have no idea.
Because do you remember in the day, if you wanted to buy a VHS tape, it was like $85.
If you I never even had a VCR. Look at who you're talking to, me. Okay? Really? I never had Atari. I never had any game systems. Never had any of that.
Did you just have like a ViewMaster? And your mom would make sound effects to accompany it? Be like, you don't need a movie.
Are you kidding? I had to make my own sound effects.
We're rich in
You think
spirit.
My mom is going to work for it? Make the horse clopping hoof noises?
What if you're watching the ViewMaster of Barfly? And Mickey Rourke has just passed out in his own vomit, and your mom's going, I'm hungover. They worked then.
I did come in on my mom having a seizure once, just flopping around.
That's so lighthearted.
Isn't it?
How did that happen?
I just came in, and she was flopping around like a fish out of water. And I was
from
like,
withdrawal?
Maybe alcohol poisoning, or maybe mixing alcohol.
Was it like
drugs?
Kingpin, where she was barfing in the toilet and an Amish man walks in and goes, Mr. Munson, I thought you weren't going to drink. And he explains, Ishmael, I don't barf when I drink. I barf when I don't drink.
Yeah, that's kind of
really profound.
Yeah, I mean, that is kind of like how both my parents were, really. I mean, they were heavy drinkers, so.
So, like, if you replaced your dad's breakfast of scotch with pancakes, he'd be urinating blood 10 minutes
probably,
later.
Probably, yeah. I mean, the only thing my dad had in his fridge was beer and milk, and the milk was just to
ornamental.
Coat his,
you would unscrew
coat
it
his stomach for more beer.
Of wild turkey was hidden in the milk bottle.
But now I know as an adult, like, mixing booze and dairy is, like, way bad. Like, everyone's like, oh, don't do that. Like, even people who do White Russians, like, yeah. You do one, you don't get drunk on those because you don't want to be doing curdled milk and cottage cheese later on. So, I don't know.
Is
I don't
what
drink.
Comes out the backside's bad?
I think it both front and back. Like, if you wind up barfing or with the, you
now
know.
I want a White Russian.
I actually like those.
Not gonna lie.
Or Bailey's or whatever. Something. Those are the kind of drinks that I actually do like. You know, things with rum or
should I be
Bailey's
encouraging
or,
that? Like, we've been out before and I've tried to get you to drink. Should I encourage
it
that?
It won't work. I mean, I'll have one or I'll have a sip or something.
No, I'm just
We had that pumpkin stuff. That was pretty good. I had a little bit of that.
We had the margarita.
And I was like, hey, what is this? And you're like, just pure booze. Over rice. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's me. Happy Thanksgiving.
That disgusting pumpkin schnapps that I love every year.
I never had it before. It was kind of tasty.
I like it a lot.
I mean, I could think of doing that and then baking or something like that.
I'm big into the pumpkin schnapps through September and October and then eggnog.
Speaking
November
of that,
and
I've had just in the past, whatever, 4 weeks, I've tried like straight moonshine, blueberry moonshine, cherry moonshine. And
which country bears are you partying with?
Oh, and somebody made a wine also.
Yeah, but they make it out of weird fruits. It's like strawberry wine. That's hick wine.
Yeah, but this actually
or cherry wine.
Somebody, one of our hillbilly patients that lived out in the hills of, I don't know, probably
where hillbillies dwell. You shouldn't say one of the hillbillies from Soho.
That's right. one of the hillbillies from Princeton.
Yeah.
Like but they were out from like Kaiser, from Kaiser, West Virginia, or Strasburg or Petersburg and all those burgs out there. And they just live without plumbing and whatever. Anyhow, one of those people made the wine and gave it to the staff where I worked. And when they tried to remove the cork, like it exploded all over the break room.
Because it was still fermenting?
I guess, or whatever. I mean, and they said it was so strong, it was going to knock everybody on their butts and everything. But this stuff that
people.
I tried tasted like almost like grape juice. It was very mild, and I think, oh, I could sip on that. Like it didn't
living out the lyrics of A Country Boy Can Survive.
I guess. I don't
not
know.
Good.
But that cherry moonshine is disgusting. It tastes just like really awful cough medicine. Like, why would you want to put cherry? I don't like cherry flavor anything anyway. When artificial flavors are added to candies or whatever, like I don't like cherry flavored stuff. So.
Just sitting on silence again.
That's the Lynn Bull talking now.
Oh, really?
It wants me to be silent. It's filling me out like a Buddha. I've got this Buddha belly going on from the Lynn Bull. It's just begging for sleep or something.
Let's talk Lynn Bull.
Yeah, it was fun enough. I prefer
no,
the Peruvian Bull.
No, we have to set the story.
We went in there and we ordered
one.
Well,
we just, I literally spoke the words Lynn Bull.
Yeah.
Like I said the words McDonald's. Yeah. And you're just launching into it like it's the most familiar thing on earth.
They can look it up. Everybody has
roll.
Google. They probably Googled it an hour ago.
I don't think Lynn Bull's Googleable.
Why not?
I'm going to type in Lynn Bull now.
Okay.
Dollars
how do you how do you
here.
Even have internet? I don't have any internet.
I'm using the actual internet that's wired into this place.
I gotcha.
Okay. So Lin Bol Googles nothing other than a picture of Jeremy Lin.
But how about images? Lin Bol images.
I think Lin Bol's a made up name that Mom's Organic Market. Okay, so hit one is a picture of an actual Lin Bol, but everything else is again images of Jerry or Jeremy Lin.
Oh.
And some Asian broad. And then
so it's just brown rice and vegetables. It's fine.
Yeah, we every so often before the show we eat at Mom's Organic Market, which is right nearby. And I go there because it's lazy prepped food, but I can feel like I didn't eat horribly because it's usually just here's your
it's all organic poop
and here's your brown rice. I walked in almost ironically in a Chick-fil-A shirt.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that I would be sassed by an old woman in line for wearing a Chick-fil-A shirt.
Oh, did she?
Oh, she went, well, that's that fits in. That's appropriate.
We came to make a mockery of all of you.
Yeah, seriously, shut up. It's a t-shirt, bitch. It's
no
more unhealthy than any other t-shirt. I'm not there in a Nazi uniform.
Easy, Tiger. Your Lin Bol's doing different things to you. It's just making you angry.
I filled with Asian kamikaze anger, exactly. I just did not appreciate it.
Oh, my.
That's all.
Okay.
But, yeah, so we get our Lin Bol. We line up. We used to eat at this place. What was our big thing? The Peruvian bowl, which was tempeh.
Yeah, it's
which
good.
I still don't know what that is. It's like soy seeds with like, soy tofu with like acorns in it.
It's
very
so.
Nutty.
It is, and it's very, very firm.
And it was the only bowl that was $6.50 instead of $7.75. And so that's why I got it.
I got it because it has black beans and avocado.
If I was trying...
And tempeh. You know.
I tried to get you hooked on it so that I'd save a couple bucks every time I got it.
But it's delicious.
Meal.
It's by far
it
the most
so
delicious.
It was so good. Too.
And they'll still make it even though it's not on the menu. But today they just happened to be out of tempeh. So all of their things that had tempeh or avocados, they weren't able to do.
Long story short, we instead get the Lin Bol, which was brown rice and grilled veggies.
Yeah.
And you seem dead from it.
Yeah, I mean, I think something happened, whatever those things were. I tried one, these little pieces of something looked like apples, and they were not apples.
They're zucchini.
No, they're not zucchini either. That was not zucchini. The little other things were zucchini. I don't think that was zucchini. It just didn't look like it or taste like it.
Are you all right? I mean, you really sound like you're dying. I'm now genuinely concerned.
It's just full. It made me full. I wasn't even able to eat it all. And I didn't even have any water or anything. So it's not like I got full on liquid. It just filled me up. But you said you're not full.
No, I could eat more. But I'm a bottomless pig pit like that. We need to pause for a second because some customer keeps calling me.
Okay, fine.
All right, we're back. What were you pointing?
Nothing.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So you're just basking after that captivating Lin Bol story we told?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was mind-blowing. You know, it was as mind-blowing and as laugh-worthy and enjoyable as that roller coaster ride of the World's End you said was so terrific.
I'm glad that you are able to listen to what I say
Flusher.
And correctly interpret the words.
That was my toilet flushing noise.
I loved the World's End, and it's just the best. You know what does crack me up? You go to Mom's. Doesn't it seem like so much more hardcore than even Trader Joe's? To me, there's like this pantheon of the quote unquote good for you shops.
Yeah.
And like at the bottom is kind of Whole Foods, because Whole Foods is like, well, we're healthy, but here's some pizza.
Yeah. But I think people have a thing. Like I sent you that link about Whole Foods and how some people do feel about it. But after we did the whole sports day there and everything, it does have a different kind of feel to it.
There's crappy food at Whole Foods. Like it's organic burgers and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Not even organic, just not filled with pesticides, I guess, and bone chunks.
Okay.
Unlike Five Guys.
Five Guys is supposed to be all, you know.
All natural, too. That's their bragging point.
But no fillers and stuff.
Trader Joe's, to me, is a little more hardcore than Whole Foods. Am I wrong on that? It's a little more veggie-centric. Here's like some
I think
weird...
because it doesn't have an eatery. I don't think there's any
Maybe.
Eatery there. So
oh,
I
there
think...
definitely isn't.
Yeah.
But I want to say there's Whole Foods without eateries as well. Like really old ghetto ones.
I'm not sure. I think they all try to kind of build up. I mean, you can just take sandwiches and do all that. Whereas Trader Joe's is really not. I mean, maybe you'll get a bar or something. You
I want to say some Whole Foods are down to like just the deli area, almost like a grocery store.
Yeah. But I think you can still take foods, whereas I don't really get that too much from Trader Joe's, you know?
I don't know. We'll just give it,
But Mom's Organic, I mean, it is a smaller business, but it's nice because it does have
I think it's like the harshest of the bunch, though, in terms of here's an ethnic sauce that will make your sweat smell for a week on the shelf. And here is soap that we made.
I think Trader Joe's probably.
From seal droppings.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Mom's wins. I think Mom's is the snootiest.
Well, I think because people linger there and eat, so maybe you're kind of getting the...
Well, who is the skinnier, hippier people working there? Like, Mom seems to go ethnic, if you will. Mom's hires a lot of black folk, I've noticed. Whereas Trader Joe's is...
I didn't notice a lot. There's one guy, so that's a lot. Well,
says more about me than you, maybe.
I mean, the other...
It was infested.
Now Maria's here. I mean, there was like one Filipino and then one blonde white chick from, you know, she wants to be a Californian.
Yeah.
But she lives here.
The NorCal type. Yeah. Well, that's really, I want to say Mom's, what is two black people making the food? And then there's one. No, it's two. Are you like?
It's one big black dude.
Yeah. And then there's a black chick right next to him.
I didn't see her.
Really?
Because I don't see color.
Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. That's why you've been mugged 8 times.
I've never been mugged. Ever.
Way to spoil the joke.
And one Filipino and then the one, you know, who fancies herself. Kind of like this guy I just met the other day and everything was like, dude, whatever. Oh, yeah, dude.
See, to me, that's the Trader Joe's employee.
He has like a blonde guy, perm, and he's like 50.
Skinny white people. Like very bony, like that. You want to say it's unhealthy.
I don't know. There was a lot of stuffy old people there too, and then
but working there.
Oh, working there. I mean,
there's also like the healthy yoga ass MILFs at Mom's.
I didn't see any of that.
You gotta keep your eyes. So you didn't see the MILF. You didn't see the black chick who prepped the dish in front of us.
No.
What did you miss? What else?
The Filipino girl did our food, didn't she?
She wasn't Filipino. She's black.
She wasn't. And she had her like face pierced or ear plugs.
Yeah, that's not a Filipino chick. What's wrong with you?
She is.
We'll go back there.
She's stocky, butchy, white chick. I mean, you might call her, hey, boy, if you didn't see her from the front.
She just looks like a chunky sister. What are you talking about?
She is not a sister. I'm darker than she was.
Well, yeah, but you could say that about Manute Bol.
Oh my gosh.
You're a dark being.
And you're like, her skin matched the seaweed paper, but it didn't. You need glasses.
I'm curious about your head right now.
This is like when there was three people.
They cut to what Homer's thinking, and it's just like a 1920s.
There was Shaquille O'Neal. There was the blonde.
Okay, yeah, Shaquille O'Neal. There's blonde chick.
Yeah, and there was Ellen's wife with long hair. And then there was the butchy Filipino Margaret Cho kind of gal.
Oh, my God. You're acting like Bruno Mars cooked their meal.
No. No, he has a fro. I mean, that's what you're acting like cooked their meal, but they didn't.
Hold on. I'm writing down the outline as we say it so I can type it up later. Keep talking. 5 seconds. You're on the radio. You can do this.
This butchy Filipino chick or whatever. I mean, that's the best way she can be described. There's a Filipino chef lady person. She kind of looks like her.
No, but it was a black chick.
It was not.
We're going to go back and we're going to take a picture. We're just going to go back after the show.
Okay, but maybe you saw someone else and I saw someone else. But you seriously don't remember that stocky Filipino boy looking woman.
It was a stocky black chick.
No, it was.
She had a face piercing. We're not thinking of a different person.
She had like earplugs or something too, did she?
Dude, she just had a shiny diamond buried in her cheek. I didn't realize that wasn't enough to identify someone, that's so common.
Now we'll go back and there'll just be one Chinese man.
Yeah. Big Trouble in Little China mustache.
One little white old lady. There'll be a whole different
I almost want to peace out just to look now. Like, I think we just need to do a quick drive-by.
No, because you're going to be, you're going to see one person, I'm going to see another. Because
because you have a weird stroke victim brain.
No, you do. If you don't remember, she looked like a man.
We're taking bets.
She looked like a
man
woman. We'll fill them in the next one.
Okay.
Because I'm right, and maybe you're right too. Maybe there was another person there, but
no,
you're forgetting.
We're both talking about Diamond Cheek.
No, we aren't. I'm talking about earplug Filipino Roseanne, Rosie O'Donnell. That's who I'm talking about.
She sounds fetching, first of all. Filipino Rosie O'Donnell.
I mean, she looks like gorgeous. She probably wrestles on the side. She makes things out of hemp, and she might be in a band playing the tambourine or kazoo.
I am weirded out by this.
She likes tattoos and women.
I really, really want to go there.
And she made
now.
Our food.
Now I like the random laughter, like Frank Gorshin.
I didn't just invent someone.
You're creeping me out, man.
I shouldn't have had that food, and you keep trying to make me finish it.
I'm going to kill the rest of that bowl between shows.
Seriously, there's something bad in there. We shouldn't have laughed at that lady who said, "Do you think it's wet enough?"
You have literal tears coming out of your eyes right now. Yeah, that was the whole highlight of the experience I wanted to get to. And she said, one of the skinny old white ladies who shops there.
But she kind of looks like she's very prim and proper, like a Thurston Howell's wife.
Yeah.
Mrs. Howell.
And she's getting her bowl made. And I guess they're dumping an oil on it. And
a vinaigrette. Yeah.
And she simply says aloud, "Do you think it's moist enough?" Which I was kind of looking at my phone and not paying attention. And I hear that, instantly my ears prick up.
We should not have made eye contact after that.
You were literally just locked eyes onto my skull waiting for me to look up.
Because
to check
I could
your
not
face.
Turn around. I didn't want to look at that woman. I would have been cracking up. Like, really, I felt like, hey, are we on TV? Yeah, it's not good. There's no way I'm eating the rest of that bowl now, seriously.
It was just, I love hearing things out of context like that. Even in context,
it sounded bizarre. They did put the vinaigrette on. And she said, "Well, is this enough?" And she said, "Yeah, I think so." And then when she put there, and the lady's just stirring it up and stirring it up and stirring up. And she goes, "Do you think it's moist enough?"
I mean, there are certain things, you context or not, they sound hilarious.
Yeah.
Like someone's getting a new carpet put in and the
I mean,
because
she's
lady,
some dusty old lady,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
So imagine she walks in her house and she's like looking at a nail. She's like, "Oh, are you going to give that a good pounding?"
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds hilarious.
Well, that's like in the movie Junebug, and he's talking about screwing. Like we've
Which
done
one's Junebug?
It's the one with, I don't know, one of the redheads in it. And
Amy Adams. Yeah. Yeah. And she's all like happy for the whole movie. And then she's just like, "My baby died." Blah, 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 and starts crying.
Kind of, yeah. But they do a scene where, you know, they're Southern folk and they're very literal. They don't have that sarcasm or whatever. Mm. And she said, "Here, I found your screwdriver." And he goes, "Yeah, we've done a lot of screwing in here." And then they get a lot of chick. And, like, they're laughing. The woman's laughing, but the guy doesn't get it. He's like, "Yeah, I really have done a lot of screwing in here. Like, this screwdriver, I really need it." But, yeah, that's how that old lady was today.
Well, I guess we can punch out on that note, because talking about the Lin Bowl makes me hungry for it.
Oh, my. You can eat the rest. Of it. I don't want any more of it. I don't want any more part of it. I'm not ordering that again.
Let's do the outro on this little bit of quality.
Oh, okay.
It was such a good episode. Wow. So strong, focused, and content.
Yeah, about nothing, really.
No. Somehow we did 55 minutes of this.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Did you record the break?
Well, that's in there.
The business call.
Yeah. Well, we're at 2 minutes out, I guess. 2 minutes extra because of that. But we'll still punch out in the low 50s. Allison, thank you for joining.
You're welcome.
You want to look at Allison's latest scantily clad photos that she shares with the world like the hussy she is, go to twitter.com/AllisonFrank, AllisonFrank. Me, I'm John Papagiorgio. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Show's website is inpapasbasement.com. Go there every Monday and every Thursday for a new episode. I hate you. New episode of this show uploaded to the page. You can also get some of my writing there. And if you are either an iTunes user, find Papa's Basement there, subscribe to us, and rate us positively. Or if you're an Android user, just use your podcast app and do the same thing. Find us, type in Papa's Basement, look us up, rate us, subscribe. And that's it.
Right? Okay, bye.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. Just get out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
Mein Herz brennt.
The Vietnamese don't do this to me.
The people?
Yeah, the people.
The
right.
People. Why are you talking about the Vietnamese people? They're nice people, Allison. This is me talking in my voice now. This is what you're going to hear in your ears for the whole episode. Do you think it's good? You got the giggles, Allison. Why do you have the giggles?
Because you're being ridiculous.
Could you mumble a little more?
Let me put some marbles
could
in my
mouth.
Could
you be a little more mush mouth?
Hold on. Let me put these mini marshmallows.
Okay. Because you sound like you had a stroke and your tongue is partially paralyzed.
Or maybe it's just swollen.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'm all stroked out.
It wasn't Dick Cavett who had his stroke. Who was it?
I don't know.
Well, see, this is what I mean about not being funny lately. My brain isn't quick. The network has shrunk. I cannot pull from the breadth of information.
Why are your arms so animated, but your funny's gone?
I don't know. That's where my brain went, my fingertips. Now I'm demonstrative like an Italian.
Oh, man.
Dick Clark. See, 30 Dick seconds.
Dick Cavett from Dick Clark?
Oh, yeah. How radically different. How could I confuse those two? You act like I mixed up Leonardo da Vinci and Mr. T.
Oh.
Okay. This is my level.
This is my level.
Is it? Is it really? Why don't you own that level?
I'm wearing it. I'm wearing it like a cloak.
You want to only do one episode? You want to only do one episode, you big baby?
Thor's cloak. That's me. You want to see my hammer?
What? What is the Smash Brothers?
I said Thor.
Double guns.
Thor has a hammer.
Thor does. Mjolnir. Mjolnir is the name of Thor's hammer.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think it's Mjolnir.
It's Mjolnir.
I don't think it's pronounced Mjolnir.
It's like Mjolnir or some crap. It's Mjolnir.
Is it?
It's Mjolnir.
I thought it was like Manoir or something.
Yeah, it's Manoir, his French hammer. His sleek Parisian hammer. Manoir.
You know what threw me off is all them berets that were coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're getting ready to do a
with
mime.
His baguette handle and the little mustache that they drew on the hammerhead. Hard rock music for kids who don't get laid during high school.
Yes.
It is hard beating off to
is that
my
true?
Metallica. What?
I think rockers do get laid.
No.
They don't?
I don't know. The bands or the listeners? The kids who listen to rock never get laid.
Yes, they do.
No, they're like the white kids everyone thinks are scary, but they're not scary, and they don't get any. It's like they're scary to other old white people.
Oh.
They're like, oh, don't be like those kids smoking behind the track, but those guys, I don't know. Unless you're John Bender.
Yeah, but what if you...
From Breakfast Club. You're not getting laid as a rock dude. At least in my experience.
Yeah. But aren't the cool kids, aren't they going to rock shows and stuff?
I don't know what the cool
kids
did.
The ones that look like Bon Jovi when Bon Jovi was in?
I think they were finger banging each other a little bit, yeah. But Bon Jovi wasn't a metal act.
Or whatever.
Maybe you could confuse them as such, but they weren't a metal act.
Oh.
I'm talking like the headbangers, the dudes into Metallica.
Oh, Metallica?
Were not getting sex.
If they looked like Metallica, they weren't?
It had not much to do with... You're only listening to music that angry because you're not getting a blowjob.
Oh.
That's life.
I guess that's why I never listen.
Exactly. You were getting so many blowjobs.
Oh, goodness. I really wasn't into all that.
Oh, really? Teenage blowjobs?
I mean, I wasn't into metal or anything.
I'm sure you weren't. All right. Let's actually finish the level check. I like that we just stick this at the end now, though. This is good material. It's good stuff. Why just give it away for nothing?
I don't think these are gems.
Oh, they are. It's like a pearl in a pig's turd right here.
Oh, my.
Okay, so these are my levels, and I'm just going to measure them by that, and looking there, and then Allison.
Oh, and here is my levels, and I've got that,
really?
And here it is.
I know, like, stage 5 cancer patients with more energy. What the hell's wrong with you?
You mean stage 10.
Isn't 5 the dead stage?
That's what I'm saying.
5 is like when they dab your head with a sponge and just a big clump of hair comes out, stuck to it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, gosh.
Okay, so once more, with feeling.
This is really all you got.
This is what I...
I am not even joking. What do you want me to do?
I want you to care.
What was in that Lynn bowl? That's what I'm saying.
I ate a Lynn bowl and I'm fine. And I ate twice as much as you.
I can't even finish it. I feel like my insides want to be on my outsides. Like, oh, I am so full.
All right.
Well. I shouldn't have put water on it. Why'd you let me water the garden? Like, now it's just.
We'll discuss it on air. All right, let's punch out.
Okay, I'm ready.